Welcome to another edition of Thought Hour After Dark. We're going to start the show a little bit different this time, Ninja Steve.
Hiya.
So, some sad news in the world of IBR, International Battle Cat Racing. There was a 32-cat pileup, and it took the life of Dan Manley.
The fur just went flying, folks.
You know, the Persian 500 is a celebrated tradition, and, you know, it's just really hard to imagine that that could happen, but it did. It did, Ninja Steve.
Honestly, folks, we've lost a great man. Probably one of the best battle cat racers of all time.
The sport of battle cat racing has taken the life of Dan Manley.
Never going to be the same.
It won't.
Dan Manley, dead at 45.
So anyway, folks, how you doing, Ninja Steve? It's good to see you, man.
I'm doing good. Just rocking it.
Thought Hour After Dark, live in the Willow Turns.
It is dark up in here.
Man, it's so dark in here.
I see stars, though.
There are stars.
Well, you know, that's what we...
But we do have mirrors, so, you know.
Well, we film this outside.
We do see stars.
Inside. We have no roof, but it's actually a hollow roof.
It really is. We do kind of live in a figurative glass house, if you will.
It is. Similar to a glass house, you know. We have a removable roof with a door thing, like Bond villain.
Yeah, technology. You never know when you're going to need to leave the Willow Turns.
Whoa. That's me opening it halfway.
You're already opening it? Like,
yeah.
Wow, that's...
We got a moon roof.
A moon roof that can see the stars.
In our studio.
Yeah.
Because we're cool like that.
We do set up great things in the studios. Like, for tonight, our guest. We're gonna do something very special, folks, that you're going to be very excited tonight.
I'm excited. A little creeped out and excited.
Yeah.
You know?
The things out there that live in the space of the world...
Space. The final
creepy.
Frontier.
Or is it the final frontier?
Dude, is it a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away?
It could have been.
Or is it in the year 3000?
Oof.
I want to know. You know?
I do know that that forehead is definitely too long to cover up that shield.
I agree.
And that bothers me.
You know, I was thinking to myself the other day that why do people have armpit hair?
That's an interesting question. Like, why as mammals were we designed to have armpit hair?
Yeah. You can probably ask a scientist about it.
I'm sure they would know. We're going to have to definitely get a hold of the scientist again and get them a line in. I don't know if we can have them in the studio again, but I don't know. They're definitely some interesting people.
So you're going to spill the beans about who we have today or what? I'm trying to diverse the subject. Like, I need to know about
I know
armpit
hair.
I'm trying to give you guys a rouge.
Yeah, this is that's definitely a
rouge.
There
was a swerve there, folks.
That was the swerve of the century. I don't even think M. Night Shyamalan would have caught that one.
I know.
Twist.
It was.
Wow. Anyways, folks.
Are you going to tell them? Or can I tell them?
You can tell them. I'll let you get this one.
All right, folks. We have a legitimate alien here today.
You alien. Heard it first here.
An alien. No joke. I can't believe my eyes, what we're going to have here today, folks.
I don't even have eyes for this.
Deckard Cain has promised us an alien, and we are going to get one in the studio.
Deckard Cain, it's very rare that he doesn't come through. So.
Yeah, I haven't got to see the guy, or it, or the thing, or whatever it is.
Whatever it
is. We
may
just
be.
Know we've received, what is those, vanillagrams, where they sing the song, a songagram.
Yeah.
And we had a fine little lady that, you know, was in
but
here.
It was laced with vanilla, you are correct.
Yeah, it's a vanilla songagram. And she was singing us a song about how we were going to, you know, you guys are going to get an alien today, 2:30 in the evening.
And that's about all we found out. But that's
like
a fair assessment that it will be a good, solid guess, nonetheless.
Da, 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 da.
You know. Drum roll if you got one.
Yeah, that's what she was singing. She was cute, you know, but...
Yeah. But nonetheless...
Yeah.
Nonetheless...
We have an
alien on the show. Like, that's... Where do you go from there?
Unless
like, that's
none, there's an alien on the show.
I wonder if you'll be able to tell me about that time when I saw cows moving out my window.
I just want to know if he knows E.T. and why is there his finger glowing?
And why does he like Reese's over M&M's? Like, I mean, I'm a personal fan of peanut butter Reese's myself. But
and then if you are all space chicks easy, because Kirk seems to be able to get play.
He did kill a giant lizard creature.
Mm-hmm. And so you got to be able to get the play out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because he probably provided him with leather purses, you know, from the lizards.
Yeah. If you have sex with the Borg, is it doing a robot? I want to know. That's interesting questions we're going to have to ask.
Yeah. The aliens,
this is a sciencey. This is a science-y episode.
It is. It's very sci-fi.
Yeah, it's sci-fi, you know what I mean? I like it.
I still worry about aliens, though.
Yeah.
They do kind of make me nervous.
They fly over, you know, all hovering around in their little saucers. Why haven't they been able to develop other types of ship?
Why do they have a banana saucer, though?
Hola, mi amigos. It is your amigo, Hernando. And you need to come to my restaurante gigante bueno. It is muy excelente Mexicano auténtico food. You need to abre la boca for the delicious fish tacos.
It's muy bien.
You need to separate your mouth for the juicy, succulent steak quesadillas. We have dinners and drink specials. And don't forget, happy hours after 5. Come see us at our El Gigante Restaurante. It's muy, muy fantastico.
Welcome back, folks. Wow. I can honestly say I enjoy Mexican restaurants myself. They're delicious. Like a cow. Whoa! Ninja Steve, welcome back from commercial break. How's it going, man?
Ooh, man. You know, those commercial breaks don't give a guy a lot of time to kill somebody brutally with nunchucks.
You can't carry out contracts on those timelines.
Well, no, I can. But you just, it's tough. I would prefer to get 38 whacks to the head, but only get to get 15.
You know, it's all about organization. Sometimes you got to sum it up, scale it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's all just about accomplishing your timeline, you know?
Yeah, totally. Earth, wind, water, fire, heart.
That's right. Skeletons.
Skeletons. They make up Captain Planet.
Oof. He definitely did have a recycled plan before it was a recycled plan.
What does Scully and Mulder know about that, though?
They haven't.
They haven't?
No. There's no way they could.
Yeah.
You know what I know?
What?
We have an alien on the show tonight.
I know, we do. And I hate aliens. Well, actually, I don't hate aliens.
You can't personally say you hate them.
Yeah, I'm using... Hate's a strong word.
It is a four-letter word, but it's nothing.
I'm going to retort on that word.
And you can, because it's after dark.
Yeah, know? I'm just going to say I have disdain for them because they're evasive. Yeah. You know?
You don't know where they're at.
They're not up front with me. And I don't appreciate the non-upfrontness, because if you know anything about my upfrontness, I would much rather you be in my front than in my back, because I prefer to be here.
Hello? Oh, it's like I say, you know, I'm just here. Am I supposed to be here to talk about some aliens? Is that Poppy Chulo?
Is that... Okay, I guess we have AXO superstar Poppy Chulo here.
Poppy Chulo in the house. Well, welcome to the show. Oh, it's like I say, you know, I'm just here for like a piece of paper and... some strangers and underpods and some aliens.
Okay.
Welcome to Thought Hour, Poppy Chulo.
Yeah.
Thought Hour After Dark.
So where do you come from, Poppy Chulo?
Oh, I came from like a place, you know, that's not like here. It's a little bit further away, you know, like a distance.
Like where?
Well, you know, it's from like a place that's a very distance traveled.
You got like... Okay, what's your people look like?
What are the people that you...
Yeah.
That you're around?
Yeah, for our fans.
Well, you know, it's like I say, you know, they got these pants like I got on, and they got these shirts. Our pants like to hang low. You know, it's like I say, it's a good different colors and stuff, you know?
And, okay.
Well, that's good. You're a community of the same, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, okay, So why are you always going to probe people, you know? I'm cutting straight to the chase. I want to know what's up with the probing.
Well, it's like I say, you know, you didn't see me, fucker. You didn't see me, fucker.
No, I mean, like, with the probing, anal probing.
Oh, you know, like, there's got, like, corn. There's some corn. You know, sometimes you have to make, the food and you know, and you got to use corn.
Okay.
That's... I like corn. I can say honestly, Wazis Miller eats some corn.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So why do you come to the farmlands? I mean, like, we know that you stay away from like rich people.
Well, like I like to do some work. You know, I can like rake your leaves or something. Whatever you need, I could do that for you. And then like, I just want a piece of paper. You know.
Why do you gotta kidnap people though? And, like...
Or sometimes, you know, like, there's, like, coyotes, and, like, the coyotes, like, they take the people, and, like, you know, it's like I said, you gotta get a piece of paper.
So, that's... why do you come to our country? So, you're not coming here, you're not allowed to be here, and you come anyway.
Yeah, you know, there's rules about things, you know.
Yeah.
There's different, like, you know, we don't talk about government, but there is governing laws that say that you can and can't come into a country.
Yeah, not just this country, this world. Why are you coming into this world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to come over to the American dream, to this world, and have to get, like, a piece of paper, you know, and I gotta start from the bottom, and I gotta work my way to the top. And, like I say, you know, some people, they don't want to go, but I'm gonna go.
So, how many arms do you have?
Oh, you know, like two, but sometimes they move around in a fashion that looks like there's a different one. Multiple arms.
Okay.
I had multiple arms one time.
Yeah.
Like Goro. I did. I had Goro arms.
Yeah. You're like Shikana.
You know, I had them surgically removed, though. It was ripping my shirt.
Man.
Sorry, that's...
No, that's a whole different subject. Okay, so what did you have to do with the pyramids? You had something to do with that, didn't you?
Or like a pyramid, you know? Like, I showed up next to a pyramid... And he was like, you got to put these over here. And I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to lunch. You know, I'm not going to do that till I get back. And when I get back, then I'll do it when I'm back from lunch. That's good job, you know. Yeah. You got to stand up for your lunch breaks. People get hungry and famished.
All right.
I respect that.
How do you feel about multiple television shows being made about you?
Oh, you know, it's like I said, I come to this country for like a piece of paper. So, you know, if I can go from the bottom, I can go from the top, I can go on the shows, you know, I can go on the movies, I can wrestle some people, rake leaves.
Okay, folks, so...
Poppy Chulo, well...
Yeah, we got an illegal alien here. He's not supposed to be
here. Oh, you know, it's not so much about disadvantages, it's more about like... It's about being here for my cousins.
So, to all your people, what color skin do you guys have? Do you guys are gray-skinned or green-skinned or...
Well, you know, it's like I said, there's different types of people out there with different skins. You know, like sometimes the grays, they fight the red, you know, and it's a disadvantage, you know?
All right. And then, so you're coming here because why, though? I mean, because you just want to get the piece of paper... And so we're from your planet, or where from you're from, you're basically having like a lot of problems there, and you want to avoid it.
Yeah, they're like space wars going on or something.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's just constant conflict or something. What drives you? What?
Yeah,
well, I understand the paper you've mentioned several times about getting paper.
We understand the paper.
Getting your shirts.
I have sheets of paper.
You are nicely dressed. That is a very nice plaid shirt.
Yeah,
from what I
mean,
can see,
and those khakis are finally pressed. I ain't gonna lie.
You've done well on your attire for thought. And that's good.
Yeah. But, yeah, why do you come?
Why do you come here?
Well,
you know, it's about being a young boy. And, like, you come over and you get stronger and you grow as a man. And, like, you bring a family here to do the same. And you don't have to sleep there no more. And the next thing you know, you have a TV show. You have so much. You have, like, a new shirt. You have a new clothes. And it's like...
I understand. Well, it's been an eye-opening experience there, Wasis, wouldn't you say?
Man. I've experienced aliens in a new light.
You know,
I know aliens definitely, they're from a different place, and they have different things that they want from life.
Yeah.
But aliens, you know?
Hey, Poppy Chuli, can you tell me one more time about your spacecraft?
Well, you know, it's like I said, I got in this spacecraft, and I showed up, and like, people started staring, but what am I going to do?
Yeah?
I'm going to roll out.
How does your spacecraft fly at all?
Done some things. It's went some places. Up, down, round, side to side. You know, it's like I said.
Nice, nice. Excellent, Poppy. I dig it.
I'm going to lunch.
All right. Wasis, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Who eats lunch?
Wouldn't he mean dinner? Like, what?
Yeah.
Is that all he ever does is just go to lunch? I mean, like, I've seen that guy, like... do stuff, and the next thing you know, he just goes to lunch. Like,
yeah, he just pops his... Does he have a lunch box?
He didn't have anything with him that I saw.
Well, my...
There might have been a banana in his top pocket, but I'm not really sure.
Well, thanks, Poppy Chulo, for informing us about the insides and outsides of alien life.
You've changed... He's definitely... I mean, as he's leaving, kind of swerving and away, he's definitely changed my perception about
being from somewhere else and rising up and...
I forgot to ask him if milk got him drunk. Ooh. Because I've heard that. I saw that on a show once.
And I wanted to ask him about peanut butter.
I know. Damn it.
Wow. You know, there's no irony in that situation.
No. But you know what there is? There's an iron there. And it's plaid in my khakis.
Yeah, iron tough khakis.
Yeah.
Straighten all the way to the brim. Down to the side. Swaying back and forth.
Exactly. If your khakis don't sway, we don't play.
Hell no.
Don't you know about that?
I know about that. It's obviously that if you didn't have money to put into your khakis, they wouldn't be swaying.
I understand that. I think more khakis equal more paper.
Yeah. Because people see that as a representation of success.
Yeah. The finer your khakis can be, the better. I mean, I'd have to say many a hoe would dock with your dockers.
Absolutely. I've never worn khakis, though.
Yeah. You have never worn the khakis?
I've never worn the khakis. Wazis Miller has never donned the khakis.
I have been fond of the khaki for a year.
You know? This jacket I've been wearing, though, I'm fond of that.
Hello, boys and girls. Are you ready to get your robot rocking horse? Straight from a Sheriff Apollo Saddle Rock? Space Cowboy 3000 official merchandise. Do you want your own personal flying robot rocket horse? Well, now you get robot rocking horses from Blanco.
Blanco!
You could be just like your pal, the sheriff. You could ride through space, shoot down the bad guys, save the wild, wild frontier. And don't forget, new cereal, Space Fritter 3000s.
Delicious.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I know what you're thinking out there. There's plenty of fish out there, alone, scared, battered, beaten. We here at Fish Adoption House for Battered and Abused Fish, we make sure that we can take care of every fish, because every fish needs a home.
Every fish needs a home.
And now for the continuing adventures of Richard Steele.
Wilmford's just like any other town. People have hopes and dreams. People want to make something good with their life. Well, today, someone who was trying to make something of himself, well, let's just say the lights went out on this kid. I get a call in my squad car that there's a murder down at the Wilmford Film Studios.
Steele!
What's up, Chief?
Get down to my office immediately.
I'll be right there, Chief. So I head downtown and come to the Chief. Hey, Chief, what are you calling me in for?
Damn it, Steele, you're always late.
I'm sorry, I've been busy taking care of the streets.
I bet you have. We got a call. This is a tough one, Steele.
What are you talking about?
The most amazing thing in theatrics has ever happened.
What are you saying? Somebody's been messing with them moving pictures?
The moving pictures have been changed. Steele, damn it. It's fallen and killed him.
What? You're saying he got killed? Something killed him at the movie theater?
The young shining star, Ricky Steen.
Yeah?
He's been murdered.
Ricky Steen's been murdered, huh? He's that hot young punk who's been making all them films there.
All right, Steele.
Yeah, you know how I feel about them rabble rousers. Causing a ruckus.
But beat your feet, Steele, and book this.
Well,
book this clown.
All right. Well, if I gotta find something out in this city, everybody knows who I go see. I go see old man Ricketts. So I take my 48 Foldsmobile with the 826 V16 engine and purr down the streets. I make my way over to old Ricketts' house and knock on the door. Ricketts, open up!
Just a second, Steele, just a second.
I ain't got time for your old games, old man.
Oh, it's you, Steele. What brings old Richard Steele to the neighborhood?
Well, I hear about that new movie star had a little accident at the theater. What do you got to say, old man?
Well, apparently things like that happen nowadays.
Yeah, well, things like that happen. It isn't a coincidence. I heard he's murdered.
That has been the word around the street, Steele, that he was murdered, but that's not something I'm ready to talk about.
So accidents just don't happen. You gotta let me know. Spill the beans, old man. How much is it gonna take this week?
Well, Steele, you know business is slumping down, and I got the rivals are kind of pushing in on me a little bit.
Well, those young gangs, They need to back up, you chumps. How's another fiver sound?
That sounds good, Steel.
All right. So tell me, where's the punk who did it? Where can I find him?
You gotta go down to 44th Street. You know where it's at. It's dark, it's dingy. But that's where you'll find your answer.
All right, Moe's Tavern on 44th Street, the dark, dingy hole. I know just the place. And I'm thinking to myself, old man Ricketts seems to be having a problem with these kids. One of these days, I'm going to take them punks. But I got more important business tonight. I got to find a man who killed the movie stars. Because you don't take that crap lightly here in Richard Steele City. So I get in my Fordsmobile and head down the street, making it that way. And then sure enough, my eyes see him. Sees a sight of steel, or more likely, hears the sound of steel.
Jumping the Crockett's.
As it runs down the road, and he hops in his little piece of crap two-seat hot rod. He thinks he's gonna give me a chase. Well, if anybody knows the city as good as I do, you ain't ever gonna beat Richard Steele in a chase. So let's do this, kid. Bam! Bam! I'm gonna slow you down, kid. Bam! Bam! Right into the old folks' home. I can't believe that. I'm gonna be writing this up. I can't wait to take this punk down.
Are you my doctor?
Bam! 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 Take that, Steel!
To be continued next week in the adventures of Richard Steele.
Steele? Wow. I believe in that, you know, fish. Welcome back. Like, welcome back to Thought Hour After Dark.
Scully and Mulder, you know, I have newfound respect for what they do. I mean, they're just trying to find out what's out there.
Yeah, you know, there are smoking men that they have to deal with. It gets in their lungs and it's hard for them, but...
I know. You know, sexual tension happens sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Alien babies show up.
Alien babies, Red Shoe Diaries, you name it.
You know, as Poppy Chulo mentioned, you know, they do...
I'm thinking that paper he was looking for was a green card.
You know, it might have been.
It could just be between me and
you. It might have been. I've heard him speculate about talking about wanting to engage in some kind of contract piece of paper on a pole match. And I don't know if that's what he's referring to as a green card, but he really wants to do what he can to be in America.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want to know about Poppy Chulo, I mean, everybody watches AXO Wrestling on YouTube. But, I mean, we're not here to plug. We're here to talk about Thought After Dark and how dark it is.
Absolutely.
You know what's dark?
What's dark?
Thought After Dark.
You know, it is. It's actually, if you look it up in the dictionary, you will see it.
Thought Hour After Knock, Dark. Knock. Who's there? Thought Hour After Dark.
That's right.
That's who. You know who's dark? We are.
Yeah, you know what else is dark?
Mm-hmm.
Deckard Cain's sense of humor.
Yeah, he doesn't have a very good sense of humor.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that albino almost killed Ninja Steve.
Yeah, and the other day, he, like, just walked up and hit me with a foot.
Yeah, he did.
You know, and I'm okay with, like, getting hit with stuff. I mean, occasionally it happens. You know, he's the boss, and he pays me a sizable amount to not kill him.
It's an amount.
And, you know, again, anyway. But, yeah, he just whacked me with a foot.
That's very different of Deckard Cain. Ever since he got back from Africa and he got his head back, he's definitely been a different man. Yeah. I will say that. I mean, he is watching, and I will mind my words.
Yeah.
But, you know, Deckard Cain, you're a changed man.
He was just laughing about it.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, his humor is dark, as we'd mentioned. Yeah. That's probably why the show is called Thought Hour After Dark, is because it represents Deckard Cain's dark sense of humor.
I mean, Deckard Cain is so dark that when he sends us faxes, it comes black on black, font on black paper.
But somehow we are smart enough to read it.
Well, I have enough thought to read it.
Absolutely.
Because you have to.
Touché.
To be on Thought After Dark.
You do.
You have to think about things.
You do.
You have to be able to expand your mind to a plane that no other mind has gone to.
Far, far, far in the left field.
Yeah. You have to go so left that you turn around and go left again.
Mm-hmm. You circle back around, forward and back.
Yeah.
And you're left again.
It's like a roundabout, but only going left.
Right.
It's like NASCAR, almost.
Ooh.
But not, because we don't drive cars.
Like, that's like a sad battle state cat of affairs, racing. Which is a sad state of affairs.
Really,
you know?
Sad.
Battle cat racing is an amazing sport.
Yeah, it is.
We should have a guest someday on the show from that sport.
I know, because those guys are intense.
You know, I wonder if like we could ever have a guest from them. I wonder if they have somebody they could send. I'm sure they have somebody.
They could. They could send an old lady and a baby.
Yeah. I don't know if the baby can come in the studio.
Why?
Because they crawl around on the carpet, and I've even seen them crawl around on the ceilings, and I don't need that in my life.
And I know from personal research that babies are constantly talking crap about us.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, because they're always talking. Yeah. You know, I know who's talking, okay? And I know who's talking to, all right? And I know what they're saying, and I don't like it, okay?
See, what you got to understand, folks, Ninja Steve, he's everywhere and anywhere at the same time.
Yeah, okay? I don't care if you babies are geniuses.
No.
I'm tired of it.
I don't care if you even have a crib that you run as a pimp. If that's something out there, I'm not even worried about that.
Yeah, I don't care if you pimp or, like, if you literally come out the wound and start pimping.
Yeah,
you know,
with your sausage fingers embroidered with diamonds. If that's something you're going to do, whatever.
Yeah, if you'd be like, cut this umbilical cord and start putting in the tricks and out on the streets and making me that paper.
Yeah, if that's the kind of approach that you're going to bring to the table, you go ahead and do that on your own time. That's not something I'm going to confine to.
Yeah, babies, we just ain't having it.
Yeah, so get up out of my life,
get
fish.
A job.
Yeah, you know? Get a job.
Yeah.
Go lift, you know, go make some paper. Go rake leaves. You
yeah,
know?
People are doing it. Aliens are trying to make it in this world.
Yeah, if aliens are making it, why can't babies just sophisticate out and stop trying to be a pimp and slap?
Yeah, there's that one baby who's doing E-Trade. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he danced.
He's got a job.
He got a contract.
Why don't you all the other babies get a job?
Yeah, you guys are lazy.
Lazy babies.
All you do is poop and puke.
Yeah, get a job, baby.
Talk.
Yeah, we're tired of this crap.
Yeah.
That's a whole other show, though.
That's a whole other show. That's a whole other movie, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a whole another negative and a half, 15-minute documentary drama.
I don't even think there's enough money to fund the series of shows that way.
I don't think Lucy Lawless could Warrior Princess her way out of this.
It's like...